Several months ago, we made an interesting discovery at the Noel Collection. Sitting on one of our shelves was American journalist and novelist Upton Sinclair's famous novel, The Jungle. First edition, signed by the author himself. Born in 1878, Sinclair was a rather prolific writer of nearly 100 books and other writings, who won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction in 1943. His most famous work, however, is The Jungle, which describes the harsh conditions and exploitation experienced by immigrants in the United States at the start of the 20th century. The main character in the book is Jurgis Rutkus, a Lithuanian immigrant trying to make ends meet in Chicago. He and his family live near meatpacking districts where many recent immigrants, still struggling to adjust to the new country, work. Rutkus thought that moving to America would bring freedom and prosperity, but he finds working conditions at the slaughterhouses harsh, and his family struggles to survive, falling deep into debt and becoming prey to con men. As the novel progresses, the family slowly experiences physical and moral decay, resulting in sexual exploitation, abuse, imprisonment, and deaths. Ultimately, Rutkus feels drawn to radical political ideas, and the book ends with his involvement in socialist rallies that seemingly offer him a glimpse of a better future. Sinclair had spent about 6 months investigating the Chicago meatpacking industry before writing the novel over several months in 1905. Publishers rejected this novel as too shocking and radical, before one publisher, Doubleday, agreed to release it in February of 1906. The book's publication caused a firestorm of public indignation at the meatpacking industry. Sinclair's account of workers falling into rendering tanks and being ground gripped the public imagination. The poor working conditions, the exploitation of children and women, were taken as an exposé on the corruption in meatpacking factories. The outcry was so strong that President Theodore Roosevelt, who personally found Sinclair to be a, quote, crackpot, felt compelled to appoint a special commission led by Charles Nile and James Bronson Reynolds to investigate the meat industry. Even though the industry was forewarned and tried to clean up its factories, Nile and Reynolds were aghast at what they found. Their report ultimately supported many of Sinclair's descriptions, but disavowed his most outlandish allegations. In the wake of Nile Reynolds' report, the United States Congress adopted the Federal Meat Inspection Act that introduced government oversight and regulation of meatpacking industry just 4 months after the book's publication. An outspoken socialist, Sinclair rejected this legislation, which he considered unjustified because the government, meaning taxpayers, had to bear the vast costs of meat inspections. He complained about the public's misunderstanding of the point of his book, saying, "I aimed at the public's heart, and by accident, I hit it in the stomach."